All court calls duly observed. It's my pleasure, on the authority of the League of National Patriots, to deliver this message in our collective resolve to debunk the traded mischief of Issa El Bouba that went viral on the social media. Supposedly an attention seeker against our most respected traditional ruler, His Royal Highness the Emir of Wase, Ambassador of Peace and President Jamaatul Nasr Islam Plateau State. In his desperation for recognition beyond the cave he operates, he went on a wild goose chase that may soon attract him a legal battle despite his daydream of being a prophet, although he may be a prophet of doom in his own right. El Bouba said in the referred video that went viral, I quote, I sent a text message to a particular governor a day before yesterday, and he asked me a question on why are you not supporting this candidate. I said, I give you a reason on why I'm not supporting, because the one that is the brain, I thought he will repent and change. That's why I gave room for all this period. But the key sponsor of the killer man, the key sponsor of Miyati Allah, the key sponsor of these killer men that are slaughtering our people in the villages is this man. Then he pointed at the inserted photo of Kashim Shettima, APC vice presidential candidate. There are things I won't say here, where the meetings took place, himself and one of the MS in this state, Wase. Then he pointed Wase. Now, from the quoted statement of El Bouba, Plateau State and indeed the respected religion of Christianity are no doubt heading steadily to another quagmire of extricating themselves from the maniac stronghold of some demented self-appointed preachers and their sundry co-travelers, determined to turn the state into another minefield in which blood must follow to water their own insatiable quest to position themselves for undue recognition and prospective union again, albeit irresponsibly. If there's any doubt that these elements will retrace their self-destruct mission to ignite an upheaval that will consume the entire state to satisfy their debilitating, deranged, longing, selfish interest, the unwarranted, provocative, and mischievous comments that went viral on the social media from Issa El Bouba, and the accompanied provocative but cowardly presented public statement targeted at the credibility of His Royal Highness the Emir of Wase, His Excellency Kashim Shettima, APC vice presidential candidate, and a former governor of the Central Bank of Nigeria, that he cowardly refused to mention his name, will put those doubts to rest. We in the League of National Patriots have watched from a dignified distance the dangerous antics of some mischievous self-appointed preachers in both religions of Islam and Christianity, who have arrogated to themselves a questionable holier-than-thou attitude, calling to question the integrity of some respected Nigerians based on wild, unsubstantiated, and reckless allegations and generality pandering to the whims and caprices in a diabolical desire to libelously slander the revered traditional ruler, and religion of Islam. Prior to this moment, we keep our cool all along, believing that Issa El Bouba, allegedly a disciple of Muhammad Umar Omaitesini and the Habija of evil, will have realized the folly of his past and refrain from it for the good and development of our dear Plateau State, now piloted by an apostle of peace and a respected technocrat, His Excellency Simon Bakolalong Esquire. We are mistaken, as rather than see reason and take the path of honor by putting a stop to his childish and dangerous hallucinations, which he perfected in the past for pecuniary interest at variance with the teachings of Christianity, the self-ordained prophet with shallow understanding of what the respected religion of Christianity entails, having lost it all and having watched his usual dreams going up in flames, took his infamy to a very ridiculous level when he maliciously accused the Emir of Wase, His Excellency Kashim Shettima, and a former governor of Central Bank of Nigeria of yet another rotten garbage of no substance other than his devilish imagination that gives him sleepless nights if peace is not breached. In the set and core statement of claimed preaching, the same lowly character went haywire with a tinge of insomnia and desperation in his one-man riot squad, Father Malene, those respected personalities, ostensibly for recognition. As always, he has ended up cutting the pitiable picture of amateurish nonentity who has clearly failed to justify his evil intentions. El Bouba left no one in doubt that he was indeed on a character assassination mission while watching his house of lies crumbling very fast like a pack of cards. Whosoever are the hidden sponsors of the garbage have lost out in the estimation of the right-thinking members of the society, particularly those innocent worshippers that El Buba attempted to confuse and deceive. People can now see and judge how petty, childish, clueless, and pedestrian this jobless person is. Is it not unthinkable that a claimed ordained man of God and preacher in Christian theology will operate and exist the way Prophet Isa El Buba does? Of course, why not surprise that the devil incarnate could without shame lay his kind of mischief in supposedly the house of God, or best, his extortion center? What else should we expect from a spineless religious beggar, the jobber, who carried to the heavens without let about an imaginary offense against those respected personalities, dish out all manner of lies he could manufacture in order to rob his targets, but ended up not impressing anybody other than like minds? He was unable to see even a whimper of a response or even an acknowledgement from any of those security institutions, including the state government, which he may have continuously in and doubting with his tissues of lies, blackmail, and witch hunt geared to smear the good relations that exist between the people of Plateau State of various religious affiliations and those respected personalities he targeted to ridicule. The daydreamer is indeed tactless. Or else, how can one situate the madness to drag innocent people into an imaginary fight of ridicule, which they have all along refused to join, even though it has become the boat of the angers of this filthy, clumsy extortionist that feeds through trading of hatred and blackmail under the guise of a religion he is ignorant of? The claimed prophet also went out of his way to undermine the capacity of security agencies and government just to deceive his innocent listeners to believing that he matters and cares for their existence, while the opposite is the true case. Isa El Buba should be reminded of the fact that before his arrival on the plateau for asylum, there has been Christianity in the hands of committed Christians of respect. There was no misunderstanding or disrespect between Muslims, Christians, and believers of traditional religion until the surfacing of his type on the plateau. In the hall of his worthless and baseless insinuations, there is no single place where he exposed himself as a coward, a dullard, brainless, as on the issue of claiming that he could not voice out certain things. As a committed and sincere priest as he claims, what stopped him from vomiting all the garbage he stomached to serve as a launching pad for security operations? It is easy to make allusions, but very difficult to prove. We have beyond any doubt in the course of this press conference reason that Isa El Buba, who goes about trading in mischief with no clear coherence or mission, thinks he's an expert in manipulating and ridiculing people at will. Even as empty as what he insinuates, the jobber can also concoct other incriminating papers to portray his imaginations as allegations, rather than just creating an imagination out of hate, laced with political loyalty, and bandying them about. The truth is that Isa El Buba is desperate, as everyone can see in his usual failure to achieve his diabolical aims, which has frustrated him so much and made him a drowning clown that can do anything, including preaching from his brand of the Bible and beating about the bush and doing the untoward into his rush to make his kill. His intention is to cause chaos and maximum character damage to both the traditional ruler, APC vice presidential candidate, and the former governor of the central bank, whom he cowardly refused to mention his name, and the people are mistakenly insidious. From the imagination of Isa El Buba, His Royal Highness the Emir of Owasi, His Excellency Shetim Kashima, and the unnamed former governor of the Central Bank, and are worthy of associating with, even though they are leaders globally recognized through their respected stewardship to nation building and peaceful coexistence. El Buba hinged his reasons on myopic, primitive, and petty reasoning as a pedestrian clown. There's no doubt that at a time like this, Nigerians usually witness the sprouting of religious non-entities, opportunists, and criminally minded demagogues walking the streets with daggers in hand on the lookout for repetitions to chop off for pecuniary interest, of course. The intention of this press conference is not to join issues with a lowly rated devil garbed in the attire of a priest for fear of equalization, but to strengthen the records for posterity. Ours is not intended to provide a shield of protection to anyone found wanting, no matter how highly placed, but to strengthen the records, challenge Isa El Buba to prove his allegations with facts, and to encourage peaceful coexistence for the good of Plateau State and Nigeria. We are compelled to address this press conference with this rebuttal in our quest for permanent peace on the plateau, no matter bank, with those facts he claimed to be at his disposal. Ours is far from requesting for any apology to those interrogated or retrieval of the statement in question, but a proof so as to facilitate further action against those he claimed to be breaching the peace and slaughtering his people in the villages. His failure to prove those weighty allegations and insinuations is an encouragement to seek redress in the relevant court of law. In this case, ignorance seems to be more deadly than scientifically identified deadly disease. To the serial mischief maker and allegedly a disciple of slain Muhammad Umairo Metesini, we make bold to let him know that we are equal to the task to causing his repentance to the path of honor. Government was a traditionally counsel, and other accused have their own ways of checkmating his excesses, while we have our own ways. We have tolerated enough of the insanity from Issa El-Buba that originated from a curse, and we shall not fold our arms to watch a rabble-rouser threatening the peace of Plateau State for a selfish interest under the cover of a respected religion. Let this be the first and the last childishness and insanity against respected people, being them Muslims, Christians, or adherents of the traditional religion. We shall stand to defend their interest for free from the advances of the devil incarnate. We appreciate your patience, gentlemen of the press, throughout the conference. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Well expressed.
Before this press conference,
yes,
is there any formal communication from your organization?
No, we don't need it. Because they didn't